Good morning, Church of Christ. This morning's lesson is out with the old and in with the new. At this time, will you bow with me, please? Heavenly Father, thank you for this brand new day in you. Lord, we pray that you give us victory in all areas of our life and conquer the evil that stands before us. All that we are, Almighty God, and all that we pray for are in your hands. Fear has no dominion over the child of God, and evil has no place in the kingdom of eternal life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Lord, we are excited about the upcoming year, and we are more excited about serving you. This year, Father, is slowly coming to an end. And if we never see another day, Lord, we take this time to thank you for every blessing that came our way. The year 2022 awaits in the future, and it is not ours to claim. But if we are blessed to see another year, Father, we thank you in advance for your unchanging love, mercy, and grace. And we pray, Father, that you continue to guide and direct our steps. Exodus 15:13 says, in your unfailing love, you will lead the people you have redeemed. In your strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling place, out with the old and in with the new. Stepping into a new season with God means letting go of the old and moving forward to the place where God is taking you. When God is doing something new, you don't want to be left behind swimming in old wine. When we gave our lives back to God, we knew it would not be easy. Letting go of the past never is, because some things are actually easier said than done. Inside our hearts are memories and testimonies of how life used to be. But we needed to make space for more. We needed to make room for God. Now the old has gone and the new has come. We are born again, children of God, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus is our hope and Jesus is our future. In Proverbs 23:18, Solomon writes, there is surely a future hope for you, and you will not be cut off. 1 John 5:1 says, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Out with the old and in with the new. The love of Jesus Christ controls you and me, because we have concluded this, that one has died for all. Therefore, all has died. And he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised. As Tony read, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is born in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away and the new has come. Out with the old and in with the new. In Isaiah 46:9-10, God himself said, remember the former things, those of long ago. I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me. I make known the beginning from the end, from ancient times what is still to come. I say my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please. Lord, at this time, we thank you for the gift of life and the gift of love. We thank you, Father, for a new beginning and for the Savior you sent to be in our lives when we needed him the most. Lord, we don't know how many days we have left in this world. No man has that power. Almighty God, that is your decision and only your decision to make. But there is a very good chance that we have more time behind us than we do in front of us. But by your mercy and grace, we are here this morning, and each of us are alive and well. So why put off tomorrow what can be said today? To serve as one has been a blessing. You are my friends, and you will live with me forever. But we may not have tomorrow, but we have God, and we have each other. God's mercy and grace will never leave our side. Yes, the journey has been long, and the road a little bumpy at times. But every day of my life, I thank God because Jesus Christ is leading the way. Church of Christ, we have been through tough times before, and I'm sure we will go through tough times again. But regardless of what's ahead, we are determined that we will always walk in the way of the Lord. Proverbs 4:12 says, when you walk, your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. Psalms 25, verse 4 and 5 said, show me your ways. O Lord, teach me your path. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. In John 8:12, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life. Out with the old and in with the new. Many times on that New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, you hear people making different New Year's resolutions. They are convinced that this new year will be their year. Their New Year's resolution is to change from an old way to a new year, to a new way. But don't you know, before the first week has passed, they have already flip-flopped back to their old way. Only by the blood of Jesus Christ will we be changed. You must believe that Jesus was born, lived, died, and rose again for the forgiveness of our sins. You must hear. You must believe. You must repent. You must confess. You must be baptized. And you must live a godly life. Only then will you change. Only then will you be saved. Out with the old and in with the new. Solomon, the wisest among all men, wrote in Proverbs 16:9 that a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. If anyone is hoping for a new beginning, they must first seek out Jesus Christ to be their Lord and Savior. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto thee. Out with the old and in with the new. Church of Christ, God has given you new life and restored your soul. I have been a member of this body of Christ for 10 years, but lately something has caught my attention. Each Sunday that I look at you guys, you look younger than the Sunday before. Not only has God restored your soul, he has renewed your youth. I look at Donna and I look at Judy. They look like teenagers. I look at Freddie and Miss Wanda. They look like they're ready to go hiking. I look at Miss Lynn and Tony. They look like they're ready to go biking. Miss Jean just celebrated her 80-something birthday, and she looked today like she is 60 years old. And my lovely wife will be 7 years old in about 3 days, and she looks like she is 50. I love you. You have brought youth to my life and youth to my day. And Tim, when are you going to start getting old? And my friends, my wonderful friends, Sandy and Harold, look like you are getting ready to start in a segment on the Love Boat. You are my people, you are my friends, and I love you. Psalms 103 verse 5 says, your youth is renewed like an eagle. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 51 and 55 reads, listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Church of Christ, this is the saying. Death has been swallowed up in victory. So where, O death, is your sting? Where, O death, is your victory? Out with the old and in with the new. Good days are ahead of us all, and the best is yet to come. We are alive and well. We have taken off our old self and put on our new. Ecclesiastes 3:2 says it this way. It says there is a time to be born and a time to die. We are dead in sin and alive in Jesus Christ. Out with the old and in with the new. But even if we decide to get new furniture, buy a new house or a new car, we still must go back down the road of out with the old and in with the new. But one of the great promises about being a Christian is the promise that in Jesus Christ, new has come and the old has gone. God has not only given us And the other day, he has given us the potential to have a good and better day, to have a newer day filled with new things. The Bible tells us all things become new, and that when we are in Christ, we can expect new things and good things as well. Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. When in Christ, we see Jesus and ourselves from a different perspective. We are not the same anymore. We have become new. We have become better than ever. What we are is out with the old and in with the new. In Christ, a new perspective sees ourselves and others by the content of their character that honors the God in us. Are you patient, loving, and kind? Are you a godly person? Are you living a godly life? Do you walk in the way of the Lord? Galatians 5, 22-23 says, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Because I just described to you Jesus Christ. Ephesians 5, 8 and 10 says, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, and find out what pleases the Lord. 2 Corinthians 5:16 says, from now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh, we regarded him thus no longer. Colossians 3:12 reads, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. In other words, guys, out with the old and in with the new. When you are new, your walk, your talk, the way you think, even your beliefs are stronger than ever. Yesterday is now in the past. Yesterday is a day you may remember, or a day you may forget. Your good days outweigh the bad because you are still alive. Life is clear and you don't need glasses to see that you are a child of God and that his mercy and grace is everlasting. Jesus has changed us all. And just like a newborn baby, we have been born again. We have learned how to talk again. We have learned how to walk again. And we have opened our eyes to see again. We have learned to lean on Jesus Christ. We call him in the morning and we call him in the evening. The old has gone, the new has come. In Jesus' very first sermon at the beginning of his ministry, he quoted this beautiful passage in Isaiah 61, verse 1 and 2. He said, the spirit of the sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Out with the old and in with the new. Like I said earlier, this time of year, everyone is making ready a New Year's resolution of some kind. But instead of changing a few things, why not let God change your whole life? And why not today? Heavenly Father, I stand before you and I realize that time is not mine. But you have given me this moment. You have given my brothers and sisters this time. If anything is wrong, now is the time to right your ship. As born again children of God, it's up to you and me to let the lost sheep know that God loves them too, and that he waits with love, patience, and open arms. In Jeremiah 30, verse 3, it says, God promises that the time is coming that he will turn around all things for his people. Question. So how do we ditch this old self and the sin it brings along with it? Answer. The price has already been paid. Jesus took care of our sins on the cross 2,000 years ago. Revelation 21:5 said, he who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. Our old self is an unclean thing, like a filthy rag. And there's only one way to become clean again. And that is through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, our Savior. He is good and he is faithful. He is always speaking, hearing, seeing, and pursuing, and most of all, restoring. Psalms 23:3 says, he restores my soul and leads me in the path of righteousness. Out with the old and in with the new. In John 15, verse 3 and 4, Jesus said, you are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us all from unrighteousness. Out with the old and in with the new. Church of Christ, we have found a new relationship with God. We have been forgiven and washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. The old has gone and the new has come. Ezekiel 36:26 reads, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit with you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. Out with the old and in with the new. God is a God of new things. Our new life in Christ should be reflected by a new lifestyle, because we have been made members of a new kingdom, the kingdom of God. Throughout history, kingdom after kingdom has fallen, but the kingdom of God stands forever. What the new year brings to you will depend in part of what you bring to the new year. And just like the year before, we have seen our share of sickness and death in the year 2021. And like all other years, 2021 has taken its toll. But the year 2021 is slowly coming to an end. And many people are not sad to see it go. Through the good and through the bad. Thank you, Lord, for preserving us throughout this year. God, just want you to do something for me. Just look at each other. Please, just turn around. Just look at each other. Just look at each other. Look at each other. And I'll tell you the reason why. We have seen our world go through hell the past 2 years. But as you look around, you come to realize that the gates of hell did not prevail. The Church of Christ still stands strong, and our foundation is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We have had our share of ups and downs here. We have had members who have suffered with COVID. I myself have had friends who recently died of this dreaded disease. But never once did the doors of the church close. Our church will be here. Church will stand forever. But God will wash away this sin. I thank God every day for my friends, for you, for my wife. Most of all, for my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, thank you for making me a part of a church so strong. Thank you, Lord, that our doors never close. Every Sunday, our doors has been open. And every Sunday, our doors will be open. We should all give God some praise, because we stood strong and we are standing strong. Yes, we have dealt with COVID. We have dealt with loss of friends. But death is death, and people die every day. But one day, death will be swallowed up in victory. One day, there will be no more sting, but we will always be a part of the kingdom of God. Isaiah 43:16-21 reads, "This is what the Lord said, he who made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters, who drew out the chariots and horses, the army and reinforcements together, and they lay there, never to rise again. Extinguished, snuffed out like a wick. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Out with the old and in with the new. None of us knows what tomorrow holds. But for 2 years, we have seen and have faced this dreaded disease. But by the mercy and grace of God, we are still here. This disease will see its end. I don't know when, but this disease will fall. But you guys, you will find and you will have eternal life. A good friend of mine once said that I respect this disease, but I'm not afraid of it. We are children of the Most High. It has been my honor and my pleasure to praise God with you every week. We have more empty pews than we do pews that are filled. But God said, if there are two or three together in my name, I will be there also. This brings my sermon to an end. It's good to see you guys back, and I hope you had a wonderful Christmas. And if God happens to grant us to see another year, I pray that we continue to serve together, continue to care about each other, to love each other, and to pray for each other. If you are in need of prayer, or if you would like to be added to this church, we ask that you come now as we stand and sing.